Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's a podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. So on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Here, life's all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are more than 1,500 French cheeses? And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today is episode number 144. Today, we are talking about Europeans equivalent to last week's episode on the AOC. More regulations about food. But I love it. I love the idea that the protection of how and where something is made is looked at and taken so seriously that laws are made to protect it. So sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson, maybe some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, AOP. AOP stands for Protected Designation of Origin. As we covered and mentioned in the previous episode I did on the AOC, the AOP is the European Union's label, similar to the French AOC label, or Appellation d'Origine de Control. The AOP is a form of geographical indication of the European Union and the United Kingdom that is aimed to preserve the designations of origin of food-related products. It was created in 1992 to designate products that have been produced, processed, and developed in a specific geographical area, using recognised know-how of local producers and ingredients from the region concerned. It is intended that these products carrying the label guarantee the reputation of the products and adapt to existing national protections to make them comply with World Trade Organization requirements. AOP has been given to wines, cheeses, hams, sausages, olives, beers, fruits, vegetables, breads, and even animal feed. The protected products are entered into the European Register of Protected Designations of Origin and Protected Geographical Indications, or, as they call it, the EU Quality Register for short. It is run by the European Commission's Directorate General for Agricultural and Rural Development. They are recorded in a database of origin and registration, or DOR, as it's called. The label for the AOP is identified by its red and gold colour. Historically, the concept of appellation d'origine was put in place in 1905 and then replaced by the AOC in 1935. It was used to fight fraud. Mainly, the label was in place in France, but since the 1st of May 2009, the label has become European and is called the AOP, Protected Designation of Origin. In the European courts, there have been many events that have set precedent for the AOP in Europe. Take feta, for example. For a long time in the EU, 90% of feta was produced outside of Greece. Interestingly, a vast majority of it was produced in France, Germany, and Denmark. Those countries considered that feta was a generic name. So in October 2005, the European Court of Justice recognised that only feta produced in Greece is entitled to be called feta. The court found that the fruit of the ancestral tradition of extensive grazing and transhumance, and that the specific flora of certain regions of Greece gives feta a special flavour and aroma. So, Dairy manufacturers in countries not Greece within the EU using the term feta had until October 2007 to completely eliminate the word feta from their production. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago to the present day here in France. Gary is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. And another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery, which is all about France's history from 1814 to 1914. You can check out these and other shows, as well as get more fabulously delicious episodes at evergreenpodcast.com. Are you coming to France, planning a trip to Paris? Or are you one of those lucky ones that live in Paris? Well, I was lucky to live in Paris as well, and I can say this, I pretty much ate my way through Paris for you. So, with all that experience of eating, drinking, and exploring the City of Lights, Love and Good Food, I thought, well, I need to bring that experience to you, my fabulously delicious audience. Because, well, hey, if you're listening, you probably love French food, right? So, I created my first book, A Food Guide to Paris. It's called Paris, Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City. In it, you'll find more than 370 recommendations, including boulangeries, cafes, chocolate shops, fromageries, markets, patisseries, restaurants, wine bars, food streets, gourmet kitchen supply stores, and so much more. Paris, a Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City is a 2024 edition, so that means it's up to date with all the recommendations. So if you're planning a trip or coming this year to Paris, it's perfect for you. You can get a copy on my website, andrewpryorfabulously.com, where you can even get a signed and gift package version. Or you can get the book on Amazon, and there's even a Kindle version. So I hope you enjoy it. Some of the most well-known foods that have AOP include Parmigiano Reggiano, Roquefort, Gorgonzola, Asiago cheese, Camembert de Normandy, and Champagne. Austria has three cheeses and a ham with AOP labels. Belgium has the Ardennes butter. There's cheese from Bulgaria and Germany, halloumi cheese in Cyprus, Don's wine in Denmark, and there are salts from Ireland that all have AOP recognition. Greece has a miniature apple called the Phyriki Pelou, and of course, the delicious Kalamata olives. Poland has three cheeses. Portugal has a range of wines, cheeses and port, of course. And Spain has 13 cheeses and of some meat products. Turkey even has a garlic variety with an AOP. In Finland, there's a type of potato grown in Lapland called the Lapinpurkula with an AOP. Romania has a cheese, Slovakia has a dried spice, Latvia has some large grey peas, Luxembourg has honey and a butter, Malta, it has two wines, the Netherlands has two wines and three cheeses, the most notably the Gouda from Noord-Hollandse. The UK has cheeses like cheddar, the Cornish cottage cream, and Stilton. But it also has a breed of sheep from the Lake District called Lackland Herdwick, and another variety from Orkney, an island off the north coast of Scotland, and a variety of sheep from the Shetland Islands as well. There's potatoes from Jersey, and forced rhubarb from West Yorkshire. Italy has a lot of products and ingredients under the European AOP, rivaling France. There's the olive oils like the Aprettino Pescarese olive oil, the Bruzio, Sabina, Nocella, Naturale di Belice, which has an AOP for oil and olives. Cheeses like Asiago, Mozzarella di Buffalo from Campana, Fontina, Parmigiano Reggiano, Pecorino di Felino, Pecorino Romano, Pecorino Sardo, Pecorino Siciliano, and Pecorino Toscanano, and Provolone Parmigiana, to name a few. But there's also meat like prosciutto di Parma and a specific type of pig, the Sinterzinese, which is a breed of domestic pig from Tuscany. Some of the products with an AOP in France include the jambon de Bayonne, which is a ham from Bayonne, the butter from Isle-sur-Mer, known as beurre d'Isle, champagne, figure de Solier, ale rose de Lautrec, the lentil vert de Puy, and the olive de Nice. Of course, there are numerous cheeses, like the Abondance, raw milk cheese, Beaufort, Brie de Meur, the Camembert de Normandy, the Cantal, the Chebichou de Poitou, which is my local cheese, the Comté, Munster, Reblochon, Roquefort, and the Valençais, just to name a few. In fact, there are 46 cheeses, 3 butters and 2 creams with a protected designation of origin, a PDO. There is even a green tea from China and a tea from South Africa that have been given AOP status in the EU. And the wines from the Napa Valley in California, as well as fish sauce from Vietnam, also have the status. Other products included from countries from within Europe include hay, essential oils, cochineals, and some wool. Otto von Bismarck was a Prussian politician, as well as being a prince, count, and duke. He is quoted as saying something I thought that was quite appropriate for this episode on the AOP. Otto said, "Laws are like sausages. It's better not to see how they are made." That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. Had you heard of the AOP before? What's the most fabulous thing you've learned from today's episode? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. We could just have a chat about the AOP and food regulation if you want. It might be a bit of a dry conversation, but hey, I love talking to people about food, and especially French food. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!